sophomore quarterback Sam Howell threw a 2-yard touchdown pass to Javonte Williams to complete the game's opening drive, which was the first of 7 straight touchdown drives for a Tar Heel offense among the most explosive in the country. Williams accounted for 4 touchdowns himself in the first half, including a pair of rushing touchdowns longer than 30 yards, on a day where UNC took a commanding 42-10 lead into halftime. On the other side of the ball, the Tar Heels forced a pair of turnovers that turned into touchdowns and largely held Duke in check after struggling mightily on defense in last week's loss at Virginia. This also marks the 2nd straight year head coach Mack Brown's team has claimed the victory bell and the largest margin of victory the program has posted in the rivalry since 2015.
Such an important game for our university and our fan base, and I'm so proud that the players understood that. And they dominated the game.
Despite sitting out for the majority of the fourth quarter, Howell still finished with 235 yards and 3 scores. On the ground, Williams powered his way to 151 rushing yards on just 12 carries, while partner in crime Michael Carter added 137 total yards and 2 touchdowns with his work in both the running and passing games. It was the type of balanced, clinical performance that coaches dream of when they draw up the game plans each week, with seemingly everything firing on all cylinders.
Offensively, we were on fire the first half, messed up a few things in the second half. Glad we got to play so many people, especially on defense. Yeah. We played so many young ones, and that will help us moving forward. But really, 5 out of 5 touchdowns in the red zone, 4 out of 4 fourth down conversions, and you rush the ball for 383 yards. That's a great day offensively.
For the Tar Heels, this win was exactly what the doctor ordered as they bounced back from a loss with a dominant rivalry win for the 2nd time this season. While the team hasn't played up to expectations on a week-to-week basis and the way many had hoped, impressive showings like the one on Saturday remind everyone why the expectations were so high to begin with.
The people that support us and support us emotionally and financially and come to the games, they've got to go to church and work in a grocery store with people that live in this neighborhood. And it's really, really important to me and our team that our fans can walk around with their chest stuck out this afternoon and tomorrow and feel really, really good about their team.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.